Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. I am so thankful to God for the opportunity to talk to you and for you to listen. This day and for this episode, I thank God for your life. I thank God for this day. I thank you for the opportunity. Once more, thank you and welcome back to Truth and Healing Podcast. Today, our topic is going to be taking charge of your life. How do you take charge of your life? How do you take charge of your life? Life. What is life? Why are we in this world? What is life all about? Today, I'm going to talk about how to take charge of your life. Once again, thank God for this day. You can hear me. I can see you, but you can see. And you can hear me. It's giving you the opportunity to even listen to me on this episode. And I thank God for your life, that He will continually strengthen you, He'll give you strength, and He will sustain you in every area of your life. So today we're going to talk about how to take charge of your life. Until something changes within you as a person, nothing changes around you. Until something changes within you, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, will change around you. Every change begins from within, inside of you. So without a change within, there can never be a change outside of you. So unless you change within, everything around you doesn't change. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about taking charge of your life. And it starts with you and I. How do we change our lives? All right? So the responsibility for change is in our hands. Not in the hands of your neighbor, your parents, your siblings, your co-workers, your husband, your children, but it starts with you and I. We are responsible for the outcome of our lives. So, change as we know it has to start from us. Because nobody will build developing nations at the nationals because places don't make people. It's the people that make places. You make places. You and I make places. How? Because your change from within reflect on the outside and everything around you change. So, today it's a wake-up call as children of God. Everybody is a child of God, regardless of your religion. Because if you cannot put sperm and blood in a plate and create a human being, God created you. So the move of God, as we know it, has always resulted in the advancement of mankind. God is always moving. God is always talking. You're hearing it through what? YouTube, social media, on the airwaves. But what are you doing to change yourself? What are you doing? And I pray to God and I thank God that by the time we finish with this podcast, you'll be an agent of change. Your change is crucial, and the world will be a better place. So today we're going to talk about how to take charge of your life. But when somebody has said, and I totally agree with this person, that you are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it. You are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it. And it's easy for everybody to blame somebody for failure, a setback, trial that we go through in life. But truly, you are only a failure when you look for people to blame. Because nothing will happen to you without you giving your consent. So I believe that developing nations, as we know it, have no one to blame for their state of affairs. In my opinion, we are not backward because we are black. We are of a lesser race. We are maybe, a mixed child. You are not backward because you come from a developing country. I believe we are only backward largely because we are blind. For instance, there are tons and tons and tons of scientific facts that point to the fact that Africa as a land or as a continent is a land of unlimited resources, unlimited opportunities, endowed with vast natural resources. I consider it therefore a paradox that multitudes in this same blessed continent still live far below the poverty line. We are backward not because we are black. We are backward not because we live in Africa, we live in the Amazon, we live in some remotest part of the world. We are backward because we have been blind. We live in a land of limited opportunities, yet we are too blind to see them. Blind man as we know it has no sense of value for the treasures around him. This wonderful man once said, "This nation is so rich," and he was referring to one African country, "that you can literally pick money on the street, but the nationals are so blind they cannot see it." What has this got to do with you taking charge of your life? We're gonna get patient with me. I believe it is high time we come out of our deplorable states and positively change our identity by first improving our lot as individuals. And you wonder, where is God in all of us? It is a developed people that result in a developed nation. That is, getting to know what to do, going ahead to do it, and thereby moving ahead. Same with your walk with God. You read the Bible, God gives you instructions, you do it, you move ahead in life. Nothing is free. It is time we take our destinies in our hands and make the most of them. In my opinion, when you give man a purpose, he will be committed. Get him committed and he will be creative. If creative, he becomes productive. When productive, he becomes successful. When outstandingly successful, he becomes what? An impactful person. This is what we're going to talk about today in this episode. When you give man a purpose, he will be committed. Get him committed, he will be what? Creative. If creative, he becomes productive. When productive, he becomes successful. Who doesn't want to be successful? When outstandingly successful, that is when this is called your cup running over successful, he becomes impactful. So today, this is what we're going to talk about, how to take charge of your life. Anyone can make the most out of his or her life. You can make your life count. Anyone can enhance his or her worth. How? All you need is to acquire the relevant information coupled with intelligent applications and a sense of mission. So you have a part to play, I have a part to play to change our lives. This will result in what? Outstanding success and impact. Zig Ziglar once said, just any dummy can succeed if he cares to know what it takes. Any dumb person can succeed. So it's not your education, it's not your degrees, it's not your achievements on the wall that will make you successful. Anyone can be successful and can succeed if he or she cares to know what it takes and be willing to take up what he or she has been taught and run with it. You will agree with me that there cannot be a move without what? A mover. If you're moving house, if there's no mover and you yourself are not moving yourself, yeah, not moving, you're still in that house. So this is what we're going to talk about today. It's about re-engineering of our value systems, our thought process, our traditions, what we've been taught, be it in school, in family, in our own cultures. How do we re-engineer it? Which will change our approach so as to bring tremendous transformations in our lives. Transformations that we've long desired. As you see people successful, they went through what? The process. So until something changes within you, nothing changes around you. Every change begins from within. Without a change within, there can never be a change without. Without a change within, there can never be a change without. I repeat, until something changes within you, nothing changes around you. Every change begins from within. Without a change within, there can never be a change without. So, what are you doing? I believe in you, that you can be impactful. I believe in you, that you also can see and experience the goodness of God. Are you willing to go through the process? We're going to talk about the cost involved in going through change. The cost involved in going through change. Nothing great happens on its own. And there is no rise without a price. Absolutely impossible. There is no rise without a price. Without a reaction, there is no motion. And without motion, there cannot be a change of position. Something has to shift. Something has to move. A change to happen. Life, as we see it, is not biological accident. It is a deliberate creation of a great creator, which most of us call Jehovah, Most High God. This is why those who undertake deliberate act to make the most of it. No one succeeds by accident. It doesn't matter how many times you pray and how long you pray. God will require you to make a shift. Abraham was advised. God told him, move from your father's house. That required him to make a shift. How do you tell someone to leave behind their family, the world that they've ever known, the world that they have known all their lives, move to a place where they have no clue where they are going? God require you to make a move from your comfort zone for you to experience the change and the fulfillment of what you so greatly desire. Most of us, we think and we believe that God is able to bless you without you lifting a finger. Yes, He is. But He chooses to do what He chooses to do. and he answers to nobody. But until that happens to you, it requires you to move from where you're standing. Move from what you call, I am content with where I'm sitting. God created you for greatness. Where you're standing right now, it is not your destination. He has bigger and better plans for you. Are you willing? Are you willing to change? I believe it is time to accept full responsibility for the change we desire, lest we all perish like past liabilities. Biblical story of the ant is a graphic illustration of a situation of men and women in this world today. In Proverbs 6 verse 6 to 9, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Hey, I'm not saying we're lazy. Sometimes you lack the information. But in Proverbs 6 verse 6 to 9, God is directing us to look at the life of an ant. Study the ant, and you'll find your way. Stop sleeping. Stop sitting there folding your hands. Stop sitting there sulking and crying. Do something. Open your mouth. Say something. Pick up your feet and take a step. Ants have no overseer or ruler, yet they are able to secure their future. In my view, every blame on bad governance is rooted in bad citizenry. After all, the leaders are chosen from among the people. We choose our leaders. And we always complain, the country is this and the country is that. Stop complaining, do something. You can effect a change. I can effect a change. So enough with the whining and complaining and the mourning, and do something. It is only a responsible citizen that can produce responsible leadership. So, an urgent need to begin to re-engineer, change our thinking, the mentality we carry of people, in order to change our perspective of life. We need to change ourselves. Teaching the people how to fish is the only way to get them out of begging for fish all their lifetime. It is time to begin to empower. Always require an applied what? Force. Upward trust. Things fall in their own. Act. A force is required to enforce the rise. Whereas gravity is all it takes for a fall. Trust is required for a rise. Don't sit there and be fat. You get up and learn how to fish. I agree that some things do need time. But I always also know that time itself changes nothing. It is important to note here that things will only change for the worse if left only with time. Imagine someone who failed an examination 20 years ago. How long will it take for the results to change for the better if he does nothing about it? Would take more than eternity, which no one has. The most reasonable approach for changing that result for a better one is to re-register and retake the exam. Review his approach by studying. Seek help through people and books. And redo the exam. These changes can be effected within a year. Why therefore wait for eternity? Was failure. Therefore, waiting for a child, waiting for a change, without doing anything makes no sense. Waiting for a change without doing anything makes no sense. It is the application of relevant forces that guarantees a change for the better. That is, knowing what to do and doing it committedly and correctly, not anyhow, and expecting different results. Remember, there will be no change doing things anyhow and expecting different results. There will never be a rise without price. So what is the price? We believe discipline is the capital price you and I have to pay every desired change. Discipline, in my view, can be defined as doing what is required to get at what is desired. It is doing what is demanded, not what is convenient. How do I win at my own time? Procrastination. It doesn't help you, and it will not help me either. Let's do what is demanded, not what is convenient. George Washington once said, "Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small number formidable. It procures success to the weak and esteem to all." It procures success to the weak and esteem to all. I believe discipline is the key to success. It is the gateway to distinction, the guarantee to relevance. Discipline, I believe, is all about accepting full responsibility for every outcome in one's pursuit. Someone has said, "You are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it." How true. Have you realized that every time you point an accusing finger at someone, you are pointing three fingers back to yourself? While the fifth one is pointing to God as a witness. This implies that every man is the cause 75% of his problems. If someone else has a share, he can only take responsibility for maximum 25% of the blame. This implies that a failure would still have failed with or without anyone's help. Minister Casey Price once said, "If you fail, it is your fault. If you succeed, it is your fault. So either good or bad, it is your fault." Only those who believe in the need for change remain in charge. Someone once said, "If you are through changing, you are through." It is also said that stubbornness and unwillingness to change is the energy of fools. Stubbornness and unwillingness to change is the energy of fools. Also, you cannot make an omelet without breaking eggs. So something has to give in. There has to be a change. He that will not apply new remedies must expect new evil. He that will not apply new remedies must expect new evils. But change always carries a cost. If change is about added value, the value we understand is a function of cost. It is therefore obvious that there cannot be a change for the better without cost. Gandhi once said, we must strive to become the change we want to see. And somebody also said, example is not the main thing in influencing others. It is the only thing. Your life has to be an example to effect a change in the world. Do you really desire a change for the better as an individual? Or do you like sitting, sulking, crying, and taking what you're going through as your lot? Do you really desire a change as a people? Then it's time to stop wishing for a change and start working at it. This is the purpose of today's podcast. And it is packed to motivate you towards the change you always desired. So this is your wake-up call. It was Socrates that said, anyone who will move the world must first move himself. It is only changed men that become world changers. It is only changed men that becomes world changers. So let me give you a food for thought. Nothing is more valuable than insight in the journey of life. If you live your life to chance, you don't have a chance. If you live your life to chance, you do not have a chance. So, what are you doing? Do you require change? Do you want change? You have to move, because you are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it. You are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it. So stand and trust the God who made you, who woke you up this morning to hear this message, that he is not done with you. Because if he is done with you, you'll be below the grass. But if he is not done with you and you're hearing this podcast, I trust you'll be an instrument of change by first evaluating your life. Are you happy with your life? Because if you're happy with your life right now, then you don't need to do anything. Don't change. But if you're not, then I will encourage you. It is not too late. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you're standing. Change can come to you, but it requires you to make the first move. You cannot have a scrambled egg for breakfast without cracking the eggs. So get ready and get cracking. Thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. Until then, keep your head up and keep trusting God and do your part to what impact a change in your life, in my life, and in the whole world. God bless you. See ya.